In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation, and it's great to be with all of you, as always, as we celebrate today a beautiful feast day. Today we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima. So we'll be talking briefly about the message of Our Lady of Fatima today. And, of course, Mary has many, many titles. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the mother of the church, and Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. Also, we pray to Mary. We're reminded in the Hail Holy Queen that Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. That's right, that Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So, let's pray the prayer that Mary loves most. Prayer that she loves most is the Hail Mary, also known as the angelic salutation, meaning when the angel salutes Mary, greets Mary. Let's pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, my friends, we'd like to invite to be with us also our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit also has many wonderful titles, among which would be the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is, in the sequence that we pray in Pentecost, he is known also as the Sweet Guest of Our Souls. Holy Spirit is also known as our consoler. Our consoler and also our counselor. Holy Spirit is also the sanctifier. Primary goal in our lives is to become a saint, meaning by becoming a saint we're going to get to heaven. So the Holy Spirit works in what is called our sanctification process. To help us to become, as Jesus says, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. So let's lift our gaze to the director of our souls, the Holy Spirit. St. Paul reminds us we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba. Abba, which means Daddy or Father. And it has the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and to set our hearts on love. Set our hearts on love for God as well as for our neighbor. As we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful, by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. St. Gabriel, pray for us. St. Raphael, pray for us. St. Jacinta Marto, pray for us. St. Francisco Marto, pray for us. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. St. Francis Xavier, pray for us. St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So, my friends, we welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation, and to give you encouragement, I promise to pray for all of you and your intentions in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. By far, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest of all prayers. It is the prayer par excellence. The greatest prayer of the whole world is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So, I'd like to place you on the altar. And beg for this grace. Given that we are getting closer and closer to Pentecost, let's pray that we're more and more open to the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Perhaps we can pray this prayer during the course of the day. And it is, come Holy Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. That's right. Come Holy Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention, I'd like to pray for your family and family members for this intention. For our conversion, our sanctification, and our salvation. That's right. Pray for our conversion, our sanctification, and salvation. As our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said very clearly in the Gospel, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And my next intention will be, I'd like to pray in a special way for all those who are dying today, that they would open up their hearts to God's mercy. My friends, there's nothing more important in the world than to die in God's grace. In that moment that we're dying, passing from this life to the next to go before the judgment seat of Christ, we all have to pass from this life to the next, and then we'll be judged upon all that we've ever done in our lives. That's a critical moment. We're going to pray for those that are dying today that they would open up their hearts to God's mercy, and on this feast day of Our Lady Fatima, that they will be saved. That they will be saved. That they would trust in God's greatest attribute, His greatest virtue, which is that of His infinite mercy. So let's pray for that intention on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. So my friends, today we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady Fatima. So let's go back to Fatima. In 1916, three little shepherd children were watching over their flock. These shepherd children would be Lucia de los Santos, the oldest of the three, and their two little cousins, Francisco and Jacinta Marto. They're watching over their flocks in the cova, the area. And an angel appeared to them. And the angel taught them how to pray. He prostrated and said, when you pray, say, my God, I believe in you. I adore you. I worship you. I praise you. I beg pardon for those who do not praise you, adore you, and worship you. O Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the sins against this blessed sacrament. And the children were taught how to pray by the angel. So, the angel appeared three times. This was in the year 1916. Then the angel the third apparition, he appeared to the three children, and the third time, suspended in the air, was the chalice. And over the chalice would be the host. And once again, the angel taught the children to pray, to worship the Trinity, and to offer up reparation for the sins against the Holy Eucharist. Then something extraordinary happened, that the angel of Portugal gave to drink from the chalice. To pray, to drink from the chalice. And then Lucia consumed the host. So they received their first Holy Communion from the hands of an angel. What an extraordinary privilege they had. That was in 1916. The angel was preparing the three children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, preparing them for what would happen in 1917 in the apparition of Mary. So move from 1916 to 1917. Once again, we have the three children. Lucia de los Santos and Francisco and Jacinta, his little sister. Now Our Lady appears to them. This beautiful lady dressed in white. She will appear starting on May 13th. May 13th, 1917. All the way up to October 13th, the same year. The only month that she did not appear on the 13th was in August. Because the children were apprehended and they were placed in a prison cell, which the authorities saw them as nuisances and wanted to get them to recant to say that what they had seen was just a optical illusion, that they were really lying, and they would not give in to the pressure of the authorities. So she appeared later in August. So May 13th was the first apparition. And a lady told them to come the 13th of every month. The story of Fatima is fascinating. Now there was a common theme that a lady said each of the six apparitions from May all the way up to October 13th. And she said this. Every time that she appeared, those six times, she said to pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. So let's renew our commitment, especially in this month of May. And tomorrow will be Mother's Day. Let's renew our commitment, my friends, to pray the rosary. We can pray it by ourselves, or we can pray it in the church, or we can pray it in our families. We can pray anywhere. But we have to pray the rosary. Father Patrick Peyton said, "The family that prays together stays together. And a world at prayer is a world at peace." A world at prayer is a world at peace. So I'd like to jump from May 13th to October 13th. Our Lady had promised to prove the authenticity of her apparitions, that there would be a great miracle. So we arrive at October 13th, 1917. That day, it was raining torrentially, raining cats and dogs. And people were traveling for many miles for this promised miracle that Our Lady had told the children. They're traveling many miles, many walking, some on horses and some in vehicles. And the rain was coming down and down and down. And the miracle was to occur at 12 noon. So there at the Cova da Iria was present Jacinta, Francis, and Lucia. According to the accounts that I've read and heard, there are close to in between 70 and 80,000 people that had gone for this apparition. Now, at 12 noon, nothing happened. And the people were getting a little bit nervous, thinking that maybe there was nothing that was going to happen. But then all of a sudden, you had the great miracle known as the miracle of the sun. So Lucia said, look up in the sky. And there in the sky, the sun started to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Kind of like a Ferris wheel with a kaleidoscope with different colors shooting out from the sun. Then it happened again, which the sun was spinning and spinning and spinning. Then it looked like the sun was cascading toward the earth, in which it was going to crash into the earth, the sun. Then the people that saw this, many saw it from far away, they fell down on their knees. Many of them started to confess their sins and beg for mercy. A blind man recovered his sight. Man that was not able to walk was able to walk correctly. And all the people who were walking, drenched with rain, the sun dried up the ground, the puddles, and their clothes. And it was impossible to deny this extraordinary miracle. Impossible. Now, my friends, two of the essential messages of Our Lady of Fatima. Would be that we have to pray. We have to pray. Not only do we have to pray, but we have to pray the rosary. Padre Pio would say, where is my weapon? We're in spiritual battle. We really are. We're in a spiritual battle. And this is our weapon, the most holy rosary. But also Lady Fatima said this. She also said to offer up sacrifices. Sacrifices especially for the conversion of poor sinners. She said that many souls are lost because we do not offer up enough sacrifices for them. So my friends, in a few minutes I have a Mass in Our Lady of Fatima. And I'll be praying for all of you in the Mass that Our Lady of Fatima will bless you. But let's try to pray and offer up sacrifices for the salvation and the conversion of the world. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.